Four and Wits University administration officer and student have appeared in court for the second time for allegedly registering students who didn't meet the institution's requirements. They're believed to have demanded a large sum of money as payment to secure space in the institution for individuals who didn't qualify. Wits University spokesperson Sharona Patel is on the line to us. Sharona, good afternoon to you. Lovely to have you on. Does it come to you as a shock that you may have had an administrator and member of staff, or a member of perhaps the student body, caught up in this?
Thanks, Jan. I'll certainly comment on the member of staff. Should say yes, it has come as a surprise to the university. This is someone who worked amongst us, someone we trusted. But having said that, the university does have strong internal systems in place as well as good audit trails. And I think it's through these trails that enable us to track down anyone who commits fraud on the system. So in this case, for example, where we know that marks were changed on the system, we can pinpoint exactly who did it, what time the change was made, and from which IP address, for example. So that's been hugely useful. What we've also done, just to give you a quick update, is we've run all the matric results, the original ones that we received from the Department of Basic Education,
yes,
against that of the university systems. And we have found four anomalies. So that means, including the one student that was arrested, there were four in total, two from the science faculty and two in the engineering faculty, who were offered places in first year for 2019,
yes,
when they shouldn't have been offered these spaces. These four students, including the one who was arrested, so they haven't had a day in class yet, they've already been deregistered. We've given all their details to the Hawks and the other authorities, and we've now offered those four places to people on the waiting list.
All right, that's very interesting indeed, because the initial worry was that students who were guilty of this wouldn't come forward because, of course, you know, there might be criminal charges brought against them.
Yes, so I think in this case, the Hawks have asked us to pass on those details, which we have done.
Yes.
In fact, what we can see from the systems is that it is confined to the 2019 list of applicants, so that's been a good thing. We've done some preliminary research on the 2018 and 2017 results and gone back a few more years, and those all look clean and clear. So it looks like it started for this lot of students registering in 2019. And like I said, to date, we found those four students. We have brought on board PwC as well, and they are busy doing a forensic audit as well. And they'll go back a few years as well.
Okay. So there's no possibility that any students who legitimately entered the system may have lost their places and been replaced by dishonest individuals?
No. So like I said, from running the two databases, we've managed to find out that those four students, those are the four anomalies, and those are the ones where marks were changed in the system. And we've immediately deregistered them, and their places have been given to people who qualify, who are on the waiting list.
See, I'm just wondering, about that, Sharon. I just want to ask you, because my question focuses on people who may have been on the system, may have been accepted by you already, but were perhaps kicked off the system in order to accommodate these four. Is it possible that people's names, specific individuals' names, were removed in order to accommodate these four individuals?
No, not at all, not at all. So we've run the marks against each other. We've looked at all the internal systems, and like I said, we can see we've looked at every possible case where the staff member was involved, and we've looked at others as well in both enrollment centers and the faculties. And what we found is, we can see exactly where changes were made.
Okay.
So this is how it works, Jen, is we get a list from the Department of Education,
yes,
and they say, here's the matric results. This then is put into our system, and based on that, we have an automated system that gives offers to people. However, what happened in this case is when people were rejected, a staff member allegedly then went into the system, changed their marks, and then made them an offer. And then they accepted it. So we can see and we can track that, and we can see exactly when the offer was made, how it was made, when the student accepted, etc. So from as far as we're concerned, at this stage, having run the databases together with PwC on board at the moment, the preliminary investigation shows that it's confined to these four students. But if anyone else is found via PwC or anywhere else, we will obviously immediately institute disciplinary processes and hand them over to the Hawks so that they can face criminal charges. I'm just glad that we have run it for the last few years, and the last few years look absolutely clear and clean for all the data matches. So on that front, at this stage, we can say it's confined to this year and to these four students. We can also pick up which faculties they were in, and this particular individual who was working allegedly and who was compromised in this case, and is somebody who worked in those specific faculties in engineering and science. So we can pick up exactly which degree, which position, when the marks were changed, when the offers were made, when they accepted it. So I think we've got really good internal systems.
Yes.
What we don't have control over is people who work for us and people who we trust and people who we develop relationships with over years. And for us, that's the most disheartening thing, I think. Having said that, though, we condemn any form of illegal activity, and we will work with the authorities to ensure that this does not recur and that those who are responsible for this are brought to book.
Thank you very much for speaking to us. Sharona Patel, she is in charge of communications at Wits University.